We're reading from Zohar for the public, Vayishlach, item 137. You can download the text from kabbalahinfo/files/public/zohar1.com. Again, kabbalah.info/files/public/zohar1.doc. First of all, I'd like to ask, who's studying Zohar with us? You're a group that comes here once a week. Which of you are with us at this time? Okay. About 20-30%. All in all. Okay. So, we're reading. Whatever you understand, whatever you don't understand, doesn't really matter. You could ask, whoever wants to ask. The main thing is to try as much as possible to try and understand what do they want to tell me. And again, that which they tell me about, it's not history nor about geography or the stars or anything else. They're talking only about the correction of the soul, because this is what Kabbalah talks about, the correction of the soul. How do I achieve the connection to the Creator? Like we said, there's the light, the Kli, and the screen in between them that connects the two. The Creator refers towards the creature, and the creature, if he refers correctly back to the Creator the same way the Creator refers to him, then he discovers the connection between them. So how to build this connection between us? This is what the Zohar tells us about. The Zohar, it speaks only about how I open my soul and feel and am in touch with the Creator. Item 137. Once the Nukva is built for her own needs from the three lines that are included in the left, she rises to the Zeranpin for a Zivug to receive for others. And this house, the Nukva, rises and permits connection between the two sides, right and left, of Zeranpin. And they sing songs, and praises rise from the lower ones who raise man for the Zivug of Zon. At that time, Zeranpin enters whispering, since the Nukva has no voice, as she is Chasadim. And although she has already received Chasadim for her own construction, she is still considered left without right to bestow upon others, which is the Zivug in whisper and at night, without light. This is so because then Zeranpin bestows light of Chasadim upon her, which is voice, and the house, which is Nukva, is inflamed in the six lights of Chasadim Chagat Nehi. These shine splendor to all sides, which are Chasadim mingled with Chokhmah, and rivers of perfume, which is illumination of Chokhmah, emerge from her, mingled with Chasadim, for all the animals to drink, as it is written, will water all your beasts of the field. And they sing until the morning comes. And when the light of day rises, the stars and fortunes and the heaven and their host all praise and sing, as it is written, when the morning stars sang together and all the songs of God shouted for joy. We talked about, and we talked about it many times. We said there's a creature, and there's the Creator, and there has to be a connection between the two. A state in which they meet. How do they meet between them? The creature is complete reception, the Creator is utter bestowal. So we learn from our known example of the host and the guest. The guest and the host. The host wants to give, brings refreshments to the creature, 5 dishes that he builds. The creature, he doesn't want to receive these dishes. And afterwards he says, okay, I'll accept them only in order to bestow onto the Creator. And so he comes to the table, receives these dishes, and reciprocal bestowal, pleasure. He comes and takes these dishes from the Creator in order to bring him contentment. Now, how does this occur in the world, meaning in the system? This principle, how is it realized? We have a place where the souls exist. These are called the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Down below we have this world, Ha'olam Hazeh, in which we are for the time being. If by the point in the heart which awakens in us, break through into the state where the souls are, and the souls are here in the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. These are called the worlds of Bia. And here we have the souls, the broken souls, still uncorrected. So, for instance, I come with my point in my heart, and I discover my broken state. I don't want to connect to the friends. I don't want to connect with the others. I hate everyone. And to the same extent, I also hate the Creator, but I'm not there aware of it. I don't really admit it. It's not that pleasant. But it's one and the same. Towards the Creator or towards the creature, it's the same. I find out that I'm broken here. It's called the recognition of evil. To the extent to which I feel that evil, I recognize it and I feel. And I have here a group, and I have here a teacher, and I have books by which I awaken upon myself the importance of the goal. So I have the recognition of evil and the importance of the goal. Then, as a result, I start yelling, asking. And then my request, it rises above the parsa. That, what is the parsa actually? It's the condition for my request that I want to bestow. I want to come to bestow. I want to reach correction. If this is what I want, there is no parsa. There's no difference. There's no wall. And then I'm included in a system which is called Malchut. Malchut or the Nukva. Or Knesset Israel. Or Shechinta. There are many names for this. In total, these are the souls. This is where the souls are. And they can't reach above this, but only mingle, incorporate here in the Malchut. But the Malchut is connected with the next Partsuf, which is called Zeir Anpin. Zeir Anpin is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator. If the Malchut receives from me some kind of a deficiency, it elevates it to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the Creator, receives light from there. This light comes down upon me, corrects me, and then once again I return, I'm corrected and included in the system, the connection with the Creator. I rise to the Malchut and I'm tied to the Creator. This is how it works. The first time it's an appeal of give me the strength, and the second time it's I raise it with a correction and I'm already up there. This is what he talks about, and the truth is that it doesn't matter how much we know or understand, it doesn't matter. The main thing is that we somehow try to get to know what is he talking about. Entering spirituality, it's like a baby in corp reality. The same way the baby doesn't know anything, naively comes in, enters, listens, and is incorporated. The very same way, let us read and be incorporated of it. Ronen from Jerusalem is asking, we talked about the recognition of an evil. When does it happen to a person when he crosses the machsom, or can we talk about a certain measure of the recognition of evil already now? The recognition of evil happens corresponding to a person working in attitude towards others. He can't reach recognition of evil towards the Creator because he's not in touch with him. I can't say how opposite I am to the Creator. I can't say how distanced I am from him, how much I hate him, how much I reject him. I can't reveal this. I can't reveal the evil in me that it is all opposite to him, but only with respect to the group, to the friends. This is why we're here in this world. We have people that are here just like me, and this imagination that they're next to me and I could be good to them or bad to them. It's simply in order for me, through them, to come to know my attitude towards the Creator. So I have this depiction. Otherwise, there would have been no need for this picture. There would have been the whole matter of this great big world with all the people. It's only so that through the connection to them, to understand how I refer to the Creator. Later on, I discover that they don't exist at all. These are my parts. Please, carry on. So we're reading Parashat. Sorry, again, Parashat Vayishlach. It's item 137, last paragraph. This is so because the illumination of the Zivug from the night, although there is chasadim in it, the dominion is still for the illumination of Chochmah. This is why at that time only the animals of the field receive, since they extend from the Achoraim of the Nukva. There are no animals, there is no field, nothing. There is only me. We're talking about my soul, about my Kli. The Zohar speaks only about this because in spirituality there is nothing but the soul. And the degrees of the correction or corruption of the soul, which are called the system of the world. System of the world, it's like a grading, like we give signs. A child, he's outstanding, exceptional, in 20-30% or more. There's no such ladder. We've built it in our appreciation as if. It's the same with the worlds. The worlds, they don't exist outside of man. There's no such thing like this kind of grating or drawers. No such thing. But within the soul, the extent of its correction or the extent of its corruption, this is how we check it out. We examine. We say the soul is corrupt on its 0 degree, and it's corrected on its 100% or 125 degrees, from 0 to 100%. Why 125 degrees? Because this is how the soul divides into five parts. The degrees of the avyut, and it's five more private parts, and another five private parts. These inner parts within the soul, this is how they're called, the worlds. But in truth, besides the soul and the light, the upper abstract light, which is the creator fulfilling anything, besides this, there is nothing. So, if he tells us about trees, people, animals, fish, birds, regardless, whatever, he tells us about the parts of the soul, because the soul, all its parts are divided into the degrees of Shorish, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, of Oviyut, coarseness, or still vegetative, animate, and speaking. So the parts of the still, he explains to us, it's the sea, it's the earth, it's different geographical parts, the parts of the vegetative. So he explains to us about the field, the trees, and so on. The parts of the animate, so he explains to us about fish and birds and animals. And the speaking, then it's about people. But again, behind these names, we have only the parts of the soul. Because besides the soul, we're not talking about anything. There are no bodies in the soul. Our body also belongs to the living degree. There is nothing here that belongs to divinity. So, behind all the words, we see only parts of the soul. Last paragraph. And this is why they sing. But those that extend from the panim, face of Nukva, receive from her only in the morning, when light shines more. At that time, all the degrees in Bia sing, meaning they reveal, they discover the light. Both those that extend from the panim, it's the light that shines, and those that extend from the achoraim, even the kelim shine. As it is written, and all the songs of God shouted for joy. Because they all sing. This is the state of the soul. Item 138. Unless the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord is the upper king, Zeir Anpin, who always builds, as in a never-ending zivug, the house, is the Nukva, and he corrects it. He bestows upon her from the never-ending zivug when the intention of the work properly rise from below. When the lower ones raise man for this zivug, zon rise to Abba ve'ima, and like them are in a never-ending zivug. We talked about this in this system, that you raise man with the Nukva. The Nukva elevates its request to the Zer Anpin, and here returns that force which corrects the soul. Item 139. When the night is dark and armed, discernments of the Sitra Achra wander in the world, and then vents are blocked. Ha-va-ya. The middle line raises a man from the Masach Dechirik and extends the middle line, and the vents open. By that, it is kept from all sides, so no uncircumcised and impure will approach the holy. As it is written, henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean, for the Creator will remove them from the world. the unpure forces, night, all this is the feeling of darkness, a feeling that there is no light in the will to receive, but it is because it is completely within the will to receive. Our work, all of it, is in the middle line. What is the middle line? The Creator gives the power of evil, as it says, that I have created the evil inclination, gives the good inclination by which we can correct the good. As it says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah spice. And then in the connection between these two forces, meaning that we connect as much as we can from our corrupt vessels, we take the power of correction from the right line and we correct it. We never want to be 100% corrected. Let's see this from life. A bit, yes, a bit, no. And therefore, all our work is in the middle line. Again, let's draw this in order for this to be clear. It's something, it's a principle, because this is how all our work will be. From down below, as we start from the 0 degree to the degree that we reach 125 degrees or 100%. So we receive from above. This is the right and this is the left. From the left we receive the desire of evil. From the right we receive the power of correction. The power of correction. As little as you receive from the left, against it you receive from the right, and here in the middle you build something corrected. The will to receive, and here it is the intention in order to bestow. By this I resemble, or I become like the host. He wants to bestow onto me, and I did hear something that now I want to bestow onto him to receive in order to bestow, like the example with the dishes. This example, when I make myself as the bestower towards the host, this work is called the middle line, the third line. The first line is the right, the second line is the left, and the third line is the middle line. This is actually our work. All our work is in the middle line. The Zohar and all the books, the Kabbalah books, this is the only thing they talk about. How do we receive these two forces in us? How do we scrutinize them? How can we detect these forces? How can we connect between them? And then that which I receive from them, it is called the soul. Meaning the evil forces, it is the evil inclination. The evil inclination, which is not the soul yet. Or one could say the broken soul. The good forces are the power of the Creator. This is the Kli, this is the broken Kli. No, this is what we have, and nothing decides. Just remember, while we read about as if the different things that happen here, the screens or the birds or regardless what, that this is the only thing that we talk about. Item 139. There are two actions in the middle line until it unites the two lines, right and left, within one another. The first, when it extends the level of chassadim on the masach. The second, when it diminishes the gar of the left line, when the left does not surrender until it comes and connects with the right only by these two actions. What does this mean? A bit. These are things that aren't hard. What does he tell us? I'm in a state. I have the ego, the will to receive, different problems, big, small. And I also have a bit of a desire to reach spirituality as much as I have. What do I do? So what does he tell me? First of all, A, I extend the degree of chassadim on the masach, meaning to acquire the power of bestowal as much as possible by the group, the books, the environment, prayer, whatever. The power of bestowal, meaning by the right to enlarge the power of bestowal as much as possible. This is the first thing. The second thing he says is diminish the gar of the left line, meaning the left line has tremendous kelim of ten sfirot. The kelim here, there are the oviyut of shorish, aleph, bet, gimel, and dalid. We learn, whoever already studied this, that if we use the vessels of gimel and dalid, then we reach the light of chokhmah. These are extremely coarse kelim of oviyut gimel and dalid. Therefore, we stop using it. We restrict them. We use only the vessels of galgalta and denayim, the kelim of vak. In the kelim of gal, the kelim of gal, we do not use them. We do not use the kelim of achap. This is a limitation that we perform now on action number two. And the third stage is that which remains now for the sevak. I can connect it to the light and build the middle line. That's it. Relatively simple things. Okay. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. This is the first action, because Havaya is Zeranpin. Had he not extended plentiful chassadim through the middle line to build the nukva called house, the left line would not have surrendered to unite with the right, and they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, refers to the second action, which is the diminution of gal of the left line. By diminishing the gal of the left line, they remove the grip of the sitra achra from the left line and the nukva. And the city, nukva, is kept from the uncircumcised and the unclean by Zeiranpin, raising the masach dechirik and diminishing the gal of the left line. This is so because then they have nothing on which to nourish from her left, and they part her, as it is written, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. He repeats the same things we talked about. If there are any questions, please go ahead. Yes. Mike, please take a mic. Yes. I wanted to ask, isn't there a kind of a confusion there? Because Galgalta and Anayim is Gal, not Vak. He's a smart one. You're right, so I have to admit, I was wrong. I'll explain to you. it's the opposite. Because there is the opposite value of lights and vessels, which desires are we allowed to use if we wish to go for correction? Small desires. Shorash Aleph and Bet. The great desires of Dalet and Gimel and Dalet, or Dalet and Gimel, we have to cut them out. This action is called circumcision. We have to take them out of use, because by the Ovyut, the coarseness of Dalet and Gimel, we draw the light of Chokhmah. By the Ovyut of Aleph and Bet, we draw only the light of Chassadim. Therefore, it is allowed for us to use only the Galgalta and Enayim, the vessels of bestowal of the Pertsuf. Now, the question is as follows, your question. But it says everywhere that we have, that we needn't receive Gal, that we're not allowed to use the Gal. What does it mean not to use the Gal? The meaning is not to use the light of the Gal, which is the light of the Chokhmah that comes through the Kelim of Ovyut, of Gimel and Dalet. Please ask. This confusion will remain. You're really asking, for example, throughout the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, this is what you have. What does it stem from? It comes from the Ovyut being the opposite to the Masach. The greater the Ovyut by the Masach, it turns pure, more similar to the light. So, turns out that I always have this oppositeness that confuses me. It's forbidden for me to use the coarse kilim, the great desires, because I don't have the power to resist them. I only restrict them, cut them off as if I do not use them. The weak vessels, I do use them. If so, you could ask, but where do the lights spread? If so, these small lights spread in the upper, the higher kilim. I'll tell you only that till a person feels in practice inside him how it works, the opposite value of lights and vessels, he will always be confused. Truly to the point of the entering of the work itself. Because we were born and we exist only in one desire, the will to receive. More will to receive, less of a will to receive, only in it. Here we have an additional will to receive, another quality that we don't have, because in this quality we as if start to learn the two desires. Meanwhile, we're only learning about it in theory, but our mind, our head, our feelings, they're still egoistic. They're built only on one thing, the will to receive. And I try to learn also in them what it means, the will to receive and to bestow together. It doesn't work. We simply do it this way. Therefore, whoever learns simply so, without attainment, he has nothing. He doesn't understand what we're talking about. He could go back to whatever is written in the book, but he'll get nothing as a result, because our system, our will to receive completely, is working only according to one line. I want to receive, and before me there is pleasure. When I want to receive, and correspondingly I use the will to receive in order to bestow on to the others, using the others, their will to receive, and taking their will to receive, connecting it to me. The will to receive of the others I connect to me, and I start making a calculation. How do I fulfill the desire of the other? By my will to receive. My will to receive becomes a means. We don't understand these things. But this is exactly the middle line. There are things here that, well, they don't work. Therefore, that we can't perceive. So the Kabbalists, they tell us about it to, you know, calm our ears down. Well, meanwhile, you advance. This is how it happens. We need only to wait for the actions of the light. When will my help come? Where will it come from? Yes. What are the great desires? We talked about it, that our will to receive consists of the 5 degrees of Aviut. So there are small desires in Aviut, weak, and there are greater desires. I can give up something small, something greater. It's harder for me to give up, and there are such that I can't give up. How will I know whether I'm capable or not? Place me before my desire in which I am in touch with and see whether I'm capable of coping with it or not. Otherwise, it doesn't mean that I'm in touch with the pleasure. For instance, you put some kind of a dessert before me. I put it into my mouth and I can't stop myself. It's possible that I put it into my mouth and I enjoy it, and nonetheless, it's not for myself. It's possible that I'm in touch with some kind of a beastly pleasure and I can restrain myself, and it's possible that I can't. I lose my head, so-called. It all depends on the extent of the desire, but you examine it in practice. When the light comes, it stumbles upon the desire, and can the desire stop, restrain itself? This is called zivug daka. First of all, there has to be daka, the beating, receives nothing, then makes the calculation, and then receives. Then the zivug takes place. Yes. Juan from Spain writes that after what we've read, he understands nothing. This is excellent. This is an old friend of ours, Juan from Spain. So tell him, Don Juan, calm down. Everything's going to be fine. Let's hope to see him soon. Item Kuf Mem, 140. Who is uncircumcised and who is unclean? The uncircumcised and unclean are all one. It is what Adam and his woman were tempted by and followed and caused death to the whole world. The primordial serpent. This is what defiles that house, the Nukva, until such time as the Creator removes him from the world, which is Nukva. For this reason, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain.
Kuf Mem Aleph. Ve'Yaakov nasa sukkot.
Item 141. And Jacob journeyed to Sukkot. He went to Bina, meaning raised man from Masach of Chirik, to receive the share of the faith, the Nukva. So Esav returned that day on his way unto Seir, and Jacob journeyed to Sukkot. This was because each separated to his own side. Esav to the side of Seir, which is a strange woman, a foreign god, and Jacob. You see how he gives different definitions to our desires. We're talking about the soul. The soul, all in all, is a desire. Esav, Yaakov, Jacob, Seir, what else? Foreign woman, Nechel, traveler. All the definitions are within man, within the soul. So I have to find in myself, what does each word mean? Where is it? And then gradually I will feel that we're talking about me, and it's inside me. And Jacob went to Sukkot. Such changes in my desire, this is how it is called in Yaakov, is my desire, which changed in our direction, called Sukkotah, which is the upper faith, Binah. Meaning that it changed in a direction of even more bestowal. Meaning he raised man from Masach Dechirik to Binah. Meaning that I, from this desire called Jacob, I raise a deficiency, I wish to become more a bestower. Bina is the general power of bestowal, in order to extend the middle line from there so as to build the Nukva. In order to work with the will to receive, in order to bestow. Item 142. And built him a house. Again, the Nukva, the soul, regardless how you call it, it has many names. The house of Jacob, the Nukva. He corrected the evening prayer, the Nukva, as it should be. You see, the Nukva is both called the house of Jacob, the Nukva is also called the evening prayer. What connection is there? Prayer is for us something where a person asks for something. What does it have to do with the house? Which is still, we're talking about desires and only desires. Different kinds of desires. House is called a desire, a sort of a vessel. And a prayer is called a desire, only a desire which elevates, rises, wants to ask for prayer. Only desires, the Creator has created nothing but the general desire and the different kinds of desires and the connections between them. This is what we scrutinize. This is all of creation and nothing besides. Meaning extended for her chasadim from upper Abba ve'ima and made booths for his cattle. Different sukkot, tabernacles, so as to keep them. The two actions are clarified in the verse. The abundance of chasadim is clarified in the verse, and build him a house whose correction and construction are done by extending chasadim, as it is written, unless the Lord builds the house. And the second is the diminution of Gal from the left line in order to keep it from uncircumcised and unclean. This is what he told us, to pull the chasadim as much as possible, to have the power of bestowal, to cut off the left for it to remain in small force with which you could work in the middle line, as it is written, and made booths for his cattle. This is so because the sukkah, tabernacle, comes from the word masach, that he extends the masach, dechirik, to diminish the gal of the left line. As it is written, unless the Lord guards the city, meaning other sukkot, to guard them from the uncircumcised and unclean. And our egoistic desire. Questions, we have a few minutes left. Yes. I wanted to ask, how does the Zohar connect to a person? I'm not asking about the essence of what is written, but where do I find my connection to these words? It starts from something. There is a process that... Did you ever see the map of the human body? Heart, liver, you know, you open up a person and you draw everything inside. It's the same with the soul. And the soul, it has the same parts as the body. Only the parts of the soul are the desires, and the connection between them is exactly like in a body. So it means that regardless where I started from, no, you can come to us next time, or your neighbor sitting next to you, and we'll be in the middle of the book, I don't know where. No one who reads the Zohar, if he does not merit the light to shine on him and open up his soul, then for him it is regardless of where he reads. For him it is all nothing. He doesn't know what we're talking about. But I explain a bit. It's in order for there to be some sort of a connection, to have some kind of a direction, to be sort of, to have sort of a focus. But till it opens, nothing from what is written is clear. It's in our mind that we could as if say that we understand something. But our goal is for the light to give us the power of bestowal. To the extent to which I have the power of bestowal, the power of chasadim, to this extent can I receive the light of chokhmah. The light of chokhmah is vision. So I will see, I will hear the spiritual world, the creator, the souls, my eternal complete state. So I expect only for the light to come. And if it doesn't come, then you may even know it by heart. Won't help me. Meaning our reading is only in order to receive, to get from the learning, from the group, from everything, some kind of a radiance, to be influenced by it so it will change me, to get the power in order to bestow the tiniest force. If it's there, I start feeling spirituality. That's it. So wherever you read and whatever you understand, and there are people here, maybe they don't perceive a single word, and maybe there are those who think that they're very wise. No difference. The difference is in the desire of it to happen, for it to open. Do you have anything about it? Yes. Your neighbor, your next door neighbor. All the books, the holy books, they speak only about one thing, man's internality. And we know the verse that there is no later or earlier in the Torah. There are 125 chronological degrees and the 613 precepts that we correct by layers. So if there is no first and last in the Torah, how is it that... There's no early or later in the Torah. The whole Torah tells us about the work of the system in total. And there is no earlier or later. It means that you could be in any action if you have a screen. To move like on a movie, like on this film, from beginning to end, from end to beginning. What the Torah tells us about is a story that comes through a certain order. Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, degrees of Aviyut. The way you get into Egypt, come out of Egypt, you can't say there is earlier or later in the Torah. First I build the temple, then I come out of Egypt. No. You can't flip these things. The Torah tells us about the direction, how you have to make the corrections in your soul. But you, in your reading, if you have a masach, you can move. You want to enter Egypt, please, wherever you read in the Torah, if you have a masach, in that very state, that's what you're in now. It's the very same way you look at a film. If you have the, you know how to look at it, then you look and see it before you. The whole movie that we feel, it's in our soul, and only in it. Also now, it seems to you that you're with us, that you feel, besides your soul, you don't feel anything. A person is within himself. We talk about it every Zohar lesson, and we talk about it a lot, so I recommend to you, we're finishing this lesson now, I recommend watch these lessons and also come here, especially in the evenings. Every Wednesday and Thursday. Meanwhile, Wednesday and Thursday is 7 to 8, and also on television. It works only according to the amount of hours. Sit 200-300 hours and you'll see what you'll receive. You will see how you will change. You will see how you feel suddenly the reality, what's happening with the forces, the things that happen. The Zohar says, and suddenly you start feeling that something's changing on the inside. You start identifying the things that the Zohar tells you about. Like a small child starting to identify what he is being told. Why? Because he's wise. Because the world influences him. You read this book and you let it influence you. Hopefully that it will help. And for the time being, that's it. The virtual group. Live broadcast. Mondays, 9 p.m. on Cub TV. That's the virtual group, the Israeli virtual group. Registration, forum.cub.co.il. There's no translation to this lesson. To connect to the next generation, a huge, tremendous mega congress, 22nd to the 24th of January, 2010, in over 40 countries around the world. Come join us and reach the next level. For further details, KabbalahGroup.info. By this we conclude. Have a great day and a great night.
וכל כך אוהב
כשאני לומד
אני מרגיש מיוחד
אבל הכי חשוב
זה לא ללמוד לבד
לימוד זה שמחה שלי זה שלך לב נפתח לעולם אתה זה כולם
חושב איך לצאת
מתוך אשליה
ולחיות באמת
כשאני לומד אני מרגיש מיוחד אבל הכי חשוב זה לא לומד